question that the disciples of John put to our Lord about fasting and not fasting, fasting, and still a question that is being asked and asked, why don't you do more fasting, and let us see how much you deprive yourself. They take fasting to be an end in itself, not a means to an end. That is the great difference. The means to an end, what end? And to arouse once again, when Jesus is absent, the desire for his presence and to be ready for that presence. As fasting is not the only part of Lenten penance, but it is a very important one, because genuine fasting is directed not to the externals, the appearances of religion, sometimes called religiosity, but to those inner desires to be always with Jesus. The need, as it were, to nullify, to cancel out all those indulgences of oneself, all those selfish instincts that place a barrier between ourselves and our dear Savior. And so we strive to do that first. That's the first purpose of fasting, that interior purification, the denial of self in order to desire Jesus, especially to desire his presence. And then secondly, to love him as we can, and those who are in a certain sense an extension of him, those who are the poor and the hungry, needing assistance and in coming to recognize our Lord and want to be with him always. That's the 2 points underscored in the first readings and the season of the time of Lent. One concerns self-denial, the other concerns the exercise of that, in a certain sense, of self-denial in order to do good, to help and support others who are striving to all, in one way or another, to find Jesus, to be with him. Let us always draw close to Our Lady, therefore, especially reciting the Rosary and reciting the Magnificat at the end of the day, where those two things, as it were, we rejoice that we have known our Lord, that he is in some way even present to us, and that we want, as it were, to join him in helping those who are needy, those who are in need of the knowledge of him and the joys of heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.